Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Alex, and I have a potential client for hair relaxer lawsuit. He's on the other line with me.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So that her name is Talia Simmons, and I would like to let you know the phone number.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Her phone number is 973-640-9233.
9233. Okay, very good. I can take it from here. Hi, Talia. Hello, Talia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Well, my name is Brandon. You're going to be your intake for the hair relaxer lawsuit here. And now I'm assuming that you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you spoken to any attorneys at all regarding this?
No, I did not.
Okay. And can you confirm that you haven't signed any documents with any other law firms regarding this as well?
No, I have not.
Okay, very good. Now, was it you or a loved one that was using these hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
With me.
It was you. Okay. Now, what were you diagnosed with after using it?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer. I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to know the subtype of ovarian cancer?
The subtype.
Yeah. So that would be something like endometrioid adenocarcinoma. It's around those lines. It's okay if you don't know, though.
No, I don't know.
No problem. Okay. So it would be you who is filing the claim. When were you first diagnosed?
I was diagnosed on September 17th, 2023.
2023. Okay, I see. So a couple years back here. And just to make sure I have the diagnosis date correct, it's September 17th, 2023, correct?
December.
December, not September. Sorry about that. Okay, December 17th. Got it. And how old were you when you were first diagnosed?
I was 30 years old.
You were 30 years old at the time. Okay. And do you remember who your diagnosing doctor was? What their name was?
His name was Stefan Rubin.
Stefan Rubin. So it's like Stefan, right? Stephan.
Stefan.
Got it. And Rubin, Ruben.
Ian.
IN. Okay, got it. Got it. And what hospital was this at?
This was at the hospital. Hold on one second. Let me try to turn down
No problem.
my TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Temple University Hospital.
Temple University. Okay. And can you verify the state?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay, so Philly. All right, let me make sure I have the right hospital here. So I have Temple University Hospital, and that's on 3401 North Broad Street.
Yes.
Okay, and that's Philadelphia, PA 19140. Okay, got it. And I do have a hospital phone number here. Unless you have a number on you, I'll just use the one that I have.
You can use the one I don't know it off the rip.
Okay, no problem. Got it. And you were first diagnosed in Philadelphia here. Give me one quick second. I'm just going to go ahead and check our jurisdiction. All right. So it looks like we are all good regarding that. Okay. So, were you ever living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee? I'm sorry. It's a random question, but I do have to ask.
No.
Okay. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
I just used the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark
I
and
was
lovely.
using it 6 times, around roughly 6 times a year.
I see. So six times a year. And this was before you actually got diagnosed, right? Okay, got it. And so you used it 6 times a year. How many years straight do you think you used it for?
I don't know. Maybe about 9 years or so.
Give or take, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So within the 9 year period, then it looks like, got it. So about 54 times. Let me just make sure here. You are a resident as well as a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And if I could get your date of birth, please.
02/22/93.
1993? Yes. Okay, got it. 02/22/1993. Okay, very good, got it. And in the past, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I was not.
Okay. And do you have any other family, friends, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
I'm not really too sure about that.
That's okay. It's not required for you to answer. Okay, got it. And what state were you in when you first started using hair relaxer? Was it also in Philadelphia?
No. I lived in New Jersey for a while, and then I moved to Philadelphia.
Oh, in Jersey. I see. Okay, got it. And you did say you've been using it for about 9 years. Do you remember what year you first started using hair relaxer?
No, I don't. I know I was a lot younger.
Right,
so
I see.
I'm going to say about 2014.
2014, okay. But not, you don't know exactly when in 2014, but just general, 2014 was the year that you would have started. And did you stop when you were diagnosed, or did you stop before you were diagnosed?
No, I stopped. I noticed that, I was having trouble, so I was stopped. I just stopped using it.
I see. Okay. Around what year was it when you stopped?
I'm not really sure. 2023.
20. Yeah, I would probably assume it was around when you were diagnosed. Okay, got it.
Right.
I'll go ahead and put 2023 down for that. Maybe towards the end of 2023, since it was in December. I'll just go ahead and put December for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how often would you use these products? I know you would use it 6 times a year. Would you use them monthly or weekly?
Probably about, what is it, monthly?
Monthly. Okay.
Monthly or every 2 weeks. It depends on what my hair was given.
Right,
If I needed it.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. And you did say it was about 9 consecutive years, give or take, that you used them?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, on your end, would you actually use the treatment yourself, or did you go to a salon? Or both?
I would use it myself.
Yourself at home?
Sometimes
okay.
I would go to the salon, and then sometimes I would use it at... Yes, awesome.
I see, but mostly you would do it yourself. And you can take your time if you need to do something with your young one.
Thank you.
Of course. Let me know whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. And which brand name products did you use?
The L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. Okay, got it. All right. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? I'd assume if you were using it for about 9 years, that would be yes.
What are you doing?
I'll repeat the question back to you here. Did your cancer
diagnosis?
Oh, no problem.
A lot.
No problem.
Okay.
Okay, so
okay, what did you say? I'm sorry.
Yeah, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Got it. Now, when did you first become aware of the link between hair relaxer and your diagnosis?
I first noticed I start getting symptoms. So I went on, it was December, mm-hmm. about December 4th, 2023, when I noticed.
Mm. I see. That's when you first found out.
Oh my gosh. That's when I started getting symptoms.
I see. Okay. Got it. Okay. So around the time of diagnosis as well. And what type of treatment did you receive when you were diagnosed?
Oh my gosh, these kids. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I completely understand.
Yes, Asan, yes. You said what treatment did I get?
Yeah.
I got I received a partial hysterectomy, and I got my right ovary removed.
Your right ovary as well?
Mm-hmm.
And that was removed. Okay. And when was this? When did you have these surgeries? Do you remember the treatment date?
Mommy.
Yes, Afan.
Minnie Mouse.
What are you asking me? You want Minnie Mouse? What? I don't know where the Minnie Mouse is at, okay? Can you give Mommy a second? I'm on the phone.
Oh, looking for the Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay, it's okay. What I asked you was, do you remember what date it was that you were treated?
The date? I have to go through some paperwork. I don't remember the exact date.
It's okay. For now, we can take approximate. We will verify everything later on, but just so we can get your claim submitted, or at the very least, get this intake submitted. So if you were diagnosed in December 17th, I'd assume they would start treatment the following weeks. Was it the beginning of 2024?
Oh my gosh, I thought. It was sometime in 2024. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. So sometime in 2024, would you say towards the beginning?
I don't know the exact date. In the beginning, yes.
Okay, yes. got it. Uh-huh. Okay, and you're treating...
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you're multitasking.
Kayat, can you get his cup out of his book bag and pull him some juice, please? It's on the side, in the side pocket. Hello?
Hi. So the next question, we're almost done here, by the way, so it shouldn't be too much longer.
I'm so sorry. It's just
you don't need to be sorry.
A lot going on.
Yeah, no, you're working full time, I can tell. Yeah. Okay, so was the treating doctor the same as your diagnosing doctor?
Yes, Stephen Rubin.
Okay, it was the same person. Okay, you can go ahead and do your thing. I'm just going to copy some information from the hospital that we got earlier.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second, of course. Okay, got that down here. Now, if you can, please, just for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And are you currently married or single?
I'm single.
Single. Okay. Got it. And your first name, I have Talia. I couldn't understand the transfer too well, but I have T-A-L-I-A. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
D. You need the initial or you need the name?
If you do have the full name, I can take that.
Is D O S H A N-A apostrophe E here.
Apostrophe E. Okay, so Dashane.
Dashane.
Dashane. Okay, got it. And that's D-O-S-H-A-N-E, or sorry, D-O-S-H-A-N-A apostrophe E.
Yes.
Okay, and your last name, is that Simmons?
Yes, it is.
Okay, spelled S-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Okay. Now, what is your social?
My social?
Yes.
Oh, man. Can I give you the last four, or I have to give you my full social?
No, that's completely fine. If it's more comfortable for you, the last four work.
Yeah, it's 5854.
5854. Okay, got it. All right. Mm-hmm. So now for your primary contact information, what's the best email that we can reach you at?
TaliaSimmons02@yahoo.com.
Simmons02@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. Talia Simmons, just the way it's spelled in your name, 02@yahoo.com. And the phone number I have for you is 650-795-1221. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. I'm ready for your phone number.
It's 973.
Okay.
9233.
I see. Okay. I had the complete wrong number. Sorry about that. Is this your mobile phone or your home phone?
My mobile phone.
Mobile. And for contact preference, do you prefer to be called, texted, or emailed?
I prefer to be maybe a text message or email.
Yeah, text definitely works. And is it okay if we reach you in the mornings, or do you normally work in the morning?
You can reach me in the morning.
Okay, got it. We'll send text in the morning then. And your current full address?
It's 744 Earstown Road, apartment 97, Lumberton, New Jersey, 08048.
Earstown Road. And if you could spell Earstown for me.
E-A-Y-R-E-S-T-O-N. T-O-W-N.
Yeah. And that's in Lumberton, New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Lumberton, New Jersey. And you said there was an apartment. What's your apartment number?
97.
Got it. Okay, so number 97. Okay, very good. And lastly, do you have a copy of your medical records regarding your diagnosis as well as treatment?
I have the, yes, Asan. Huh? You want to get what? What are you saying? Oh my God.
He has a very cute voice. Or she, I'm sorry.
No, he's a boy.
Yeah, I can tell he is. okay, so I'm assuming that you would have to look for them, but you do have them on hand.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Stop.
And if you found them, could you mail them or just electronically send them through email?
I guess I can. Can you can retrieve them from the hospital?
Yes. So that's actually the purpose of the social security number. That basically lets us release medical forms from the hospital. But don't worry, last four are completely fine. We can definitely do that if you'd like. The next question is, the last question I should say, is an emergency contact. So if we're unable to reach you and we want to continue your case, who do you trust most to put down as your emergency contact? And it's okay if you don't have anyone.
No, I don't have anyone.
Okay, I'll mark that off here then. Okay, got it. Well, that does look like that's everything here. Give me one quick second just to go over some of this information. Okay. 2 months. Okay, give me one quick second. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm just going to go over some of this information because it looks like a statute of limitations for New Jersey is kind of getting in the way. I just want to make sure that the dates actually work out here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me one second.
Yes, Asan. It's nothing in here. It's nothing in here. The only thing that's in here is this. There's nothing else in here. It's not in here.
Just letting you know, I'm still here. I'm still verifying this. Just a second here.
Okay.
Say I'm big.
Okay, we are all good on my end here. Sorry that took forever. I know you've probably been on the phone for a long time. Okay, so if you'd like, I can send you these documents either through your email or through your text. What works best for you?
You can send them to email, my email.
Okay, go ahead and send that now. Just give it one quick second and you should get an email here.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And it should be sent. And so with these documents, it's going to ask for a signature as well as an initial. So these are going to allow us to actually get the medical records from the hospital. And after you sign them, you should get a call from the attorney in the next 24 to 48 hours. So that will be most likely about a 5-minute call confirming all the information we went over. And after that, your claim is submitted.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. And just make sure that you actually do have that email here.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. Very good. And let me know if you're able to sign it and it should pop up on my end.
Okay.
All right. Let me double check this here. Okay, very good. Yes, so everything went through. Now what you can expect is that phone call from the attorney. It should be from a 800 number or an 808 number. So just make sure to look out for that. The claim can only get submitted once they verify the information. But that's pretty much everything. That's the longest part of the process for the most part. So I appreciate your time and thank you for your patience as well.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
a lot going on, but thank you.
No, I understand. Hopefully they'll get tired sooner than later, right? They said like
right.
They're pretty busy. Well, I appreciate your time. Like I said, if you'd like, I'll send you a text as well from my personal desk line. So I'll update you if the attorneys give you a call like sooner than later, or you can update me if they do not call. So from there, I appreciate your time and it was a good conversation with you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.